William Hill Racing Radio is all over Cheltenham. The best offers, live calls on every race, top pundits, guests live from our paddock side studio, and all the latest betting news. Cheltenham Festival 2015.
Well, the Cheltenham Festival 2015 is about to start. I've got the pleasure of walking the course with Andy Holding and Sam Turner from William Hill Racing Radio. Guys, this is an impressive place. What are you looking for when you walk in the course, Andy?
It's just the aura of the place. Even when there's nobody here, you still get the feeling and the sense of history, what's gone on before when you walk the course. I've been doing this now for about 10 years. It's just still a spectacular place. It puts, you know, chills on the back of your neck. I love it. It's just part of like almost like life, as it were. You know, year in, year out, you come here and the expectations get even more higher and higher, and there's no place you want to be in the next 4 days.
Sam, from a technical point of view, I guess, or from a punter's point of view, what are you looking for? You know, you're looking at the ground, and it feels pretty firm to me, but I wouldn't call myself an expert.
Well, neither am I, really. I think, you know, we all like a little walk on the track just to get the feel of the place and just remind yourself of the contours of the track as much as anything else, how tight the old track is, and the fact that you have to be so nippy around it, and it doesn't suit the long striding galloping type perhaps as much as the new course that they'll use on Thursday and Friday. So I'm surprised there's not a better grass growth, because I don't think we've had a particularly vicious winter, and that there looks plenty of cutting. You don't have to stick the heel in too much to get plenty of juice. So I would imagine that, you know, it'd be good to soft, you know, perhaps even good in places come Tuesday morning. We're supposed to get quite a dry day Tuesday as well. Strong wind today, which won't be helping Simon Clay, so I wouldn't think. It'll be drying the track out, and they look perfect conditions. There should be no excuses, really. But it always rides a little bit softer than it walks anyway, so I don't anticipate any problems for horses that want a bit of dig in the ground.
It's brilliant being able to do it, Andy, because, you know, as journalists, and, you know, it's great that you're allowed to come on here. You wouldn't catch us walking around Wembley before the cup final, would you? Which is pretty much the same thing.
No, you certainly wouldn't, unless you've been lynched. Or you're a sort of family member of one of the football teams. But no, it's you do feel quite privileged and be quite honoured to be on this holy turf, as it were. And it looks spectacular, doesn't it? All the fences are looking superb, very inviting. We're just down by two out now, the new configuration of two out down to the last course. There only used to be one in the straight, but now they've moved the second last to the old tricky fence, to a more safety-minded obstacle. Then, you know, we get a good film, we get a good sight as well at the hill as well, just how stiff that finish is after you've swung round the home bend.
Just walk up to that fence, I want to see how. I've never stood next to a fence at the races. It looks fairly big from where we were stood, about 20 yards away, I guess. The closer you get, it's enormous, this, isn't it? You say they've been changed to make it safer, Sam, but they're massive.
I'll certainly give you a five if you can jump it anyway, Lee. They're beautifully presented, as you'd expect from a premier racetrack, and obviously a fantastic meeting as such as this. So yeah, they're absolutely well groomed, and you'd imagine that, you know, they're there to be jumped. The second last on the chase course, they don't have a huge distance from the home bend, so they come rattling around the home bend and it's soon upon them. So you just need to get a right rhythm and get on a good stride for this fence.
You're looking at about chest height, aren't you, Andy? I guess you're looking chest height. It's massive, and the width of it as well, it's huge.
Yeah, it's the stiffness of the birch, isn't it, that makes it so impressive. You know, they do take so much jumping, and one mistake and you're out here, really, which means horses can't afford too many errors around here, and the best jumpers always come out on top.
You wonder, as a jockey as well, as you come around that corner, the roar must hit you like a ton of bricks, even though you're kind of concentrating it and going up this. The moments of glory that have been created where we're stood, this fence, the next one, then the finish, it's incredible being stood here.
It's like you say, it's like standing in the middle of Lourdes, isn't it, and with all the sort of history and pageantry that goes with that place, and also Cheltenham as well. When the new stand's completed, it's going to be a pretty exceptional venue, and a great amphitheatre, really, for racing. And being surrounded by the hills as well, it almost seems to hold the noise and the atmosphere and the expectation together, and it's sort of cocooned in this little bowl, you know, which is Prestbury Park, really. So it's always a fantastic spot to watch your racing from, and it's, you know, if you come racing, you're allowed to go in the middle of the track as well, so you could be even closer to the action. And I'll probably do that one race this week and just come down and have a look at them close up, because seeing these majestic beasts jump fences at 30-35 miles an hour, you know, whips cracking and the roar of the crowds, you'll get a better sort of perspective of it in the middle of the track.
we'll carry on the walk, but just a quick word. What's your highlights and what you're looking forward to most on day one, Andy?
I'm looking forward to the champion hurdle. I think we've got the perfect blend, haven't we? We've got last year's winner setting a good standard. We've got the two new young pretenders in the new one, Faheen. I'm particularly looking to Faheen. I've always been a big believer in the horse, and I've got no reason to sort of go off him at this late stage. Everything looks set fair for him. Eight runners, there shouldn't be any trouble in running. Ruby can ride him any which way he wants to, from the front, as he did Punchestown, or drop him behind Bertie Mont if he wants to tow them along. He's just got everything in his favour, and I'm really looking forward to him tomorrow.
Sam, what are you looking forward to most on day one?
I just think the Tuesday, you've often got the opportunity to see a world-class horse, and we've almost got three or four opportunities tomorrow, which is really exciting. Obviously, Faheen, as Andy's mentioned, under, so, you know, watching him whiz round these fences is going to be a thrilling and enthralling sight. And then in the first race, you know, Devan or even Lamy Surge, you know, they could be monsters in their own right. So, you know, we've just got absolute quality through the card, really, which is exceptional and very exciting.
I've nearly just been thrown off the course. Luckily, you two are here with me to tell the guy that, yeah, we should be here. I think we'll wrap this up and keep walking, shall we?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. He's just said, do you know who I am? I'm Andy Holding, the Irish guru.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.